Yep, for this morning. The winds right now from the northeast are around 3 miles per hour. Barometer is at 29.72, down slightly. There's been a bit of precipitation and a little bit of a fog as well in some areas. Right now it is 57 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the news from ABC is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. No more talking about the election in terms of days. It's time to talk about it in terms of hours. Tomorrow is the day for voters to cast their ballots. Vice presidential candidate Tim Walz reminding voters in North Carolina.
You are ground zero of how this thing can be won, right through here. We win North Carolina, this thing's over. That's it.
Donald Trump telling voters in Georgia.
4 years of Kamala and Sleepy Joe have delivered nothing but economic hell for American workers.
78 million Americans have already cast their ballots, either voted early or voted by mail. He worked with everyone from Frank Sinatra to Michael Jackson, Ray Charles. Music producer Quincy Jones has died at the age of 91. The King and Queen of Spain pelted with mud by angry people in a town in Valencia. More than 200 people killed in extreme flooding last week. 36 people killed when an overcrowded bus veered off the road and plunged into a gorge in northern India. This is ABC News. An FCC commissioner blasting NBC for Vice President Kamala Harris's surprise appearance on Saturday Night Live over the weekend. The Trump appointee calling it an effort to evade the equal time rule, and the network has responded.
Last night, NBC gave Trump this free 60-second ad during NASCAR coverage.
Kamala and her friends broke it. I'll fix it.
As for Harris, she appeared with SNL alum Maya Rudolph.
The American people want to stop the chaos and end the drama.
NBC has said it will comply with any regulatory obligations. SNL executive producer Lorne Michaels indicated just last month that neither candidate would appear on the show, citing concern about the FCC's equal time provision.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The FCC says commissioner's comments do not represent the agency's and it has not received a complaint from any interested party. Dawson's Creek star James Vanderbeek has announced that he has colorectal cancer. He's 47 years old. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition. This is an urgent message from Park Street Christian Church. The United States needs our prayers. Please join them on Monday, November 4th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Park Street Christian Church for a nonpartisan, non-denominational prayer meeting. All are welcome to come together in faith.
An update on sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the Farm Tire Service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. The Green Bay Packers quarterback Jordan Love was playing at less than full strength and missing his usual starting center. That combination proved costly in the Packers' 24-14 loss to the Lions, 1 week after a groin strain caused him to leave the third quarter of a 30-27 victory at Jacksonville. Love worked his way back in time to face the NFC North leading Lions, but he wasn't as effective as usual and threw a pick six in the final minute of the second quarter. In other action, Atlanta 27 and Dallas 21. Also Baltimore 41-10 over Denver. Buffalo 30, Miami 27. Carolina beat New Orleans 23-22. Cincinnati 41, Las Vegas 24. The Chargers 27-10 over Cleveland. Tennessee won in overtime over New England 20-17. Washington 27, the Giants 22. Arizona 29, the Bears 9. Philadelphia 28-23 over Jacksonville. Detroit beat Green Bay by a score of 24-14. In overtime, the Rams 26, Seattle 20, and the Vikings last night beat Indianapolis 21-13. From the NBA, Detroit 106, Brooklyn 92, Atlanta 126, New Orleans 111, Dallas over Orlando 108-85. From the NHL, the Rangers 5-2 over the Islanders. It was Winnipeg 7, Tampa Bay 4, Carolina 4-2 over Washington. Boston 2, Seattle nothing. Minnesota 1 in overtime, 2-1 over Toronto. Chicago 4, Anaheim 2, Edmonton 4-2 over Calgary. And that's a look at sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering GammaGuard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
A high in the upper 60s expected today, cloudy and warmer with scattered showers. South winds at 8 to 16 miles per hour. Overcast and mild with periods of rain tonight, a low of 55. Tuesday, cloudy with scattered showers. A brief thunderstorm is also possible, a high of 64. Showers ending early in the evening, Tuesday night, decreasing clouds, cool, and a low of 38. Wednesday, partly cloudy, 54. 56 Thursday, Friday, 57 with a few clouds and mild conditions for November. Right now in Richland Center, winds around 3 miles per hour. After a low of 55, we're at 57 degrees. Good Monday morning.
Rain dripping off the brim of my hat. Sure is cold today. Here I am walking down 66, wish she hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside park, a man could wake up dead. But it sure seems warmer than it did, sleeping in our king-sized bed. Is anybody going to San Antonio? Or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is alright as long as I can forget I've ever known her. Wind whipping down the neck of my shirt like I ain't got nothing on. But I'd rather fight the wind and rain than what I've been fighting at home. Yonder comes a truck with the U.S. mail, people writing letters back home. Tomorrow she'll probably want me back, but I'll still be just as gone. Is anybody going to San Antonio? Or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is alright as long as I can forget I've ever known her.
The ultimate rain song, rain dripping off the brim of my hat. The ultimate hitchhiking song, too, I guess. Charlie Pride, this Monday morning from WRCO. It's the 4th of November. Here we are, together again. And just still, I can't get it through my old thick noggin that it's November. But it is, and we start planning for lots of things coming up here in the next few weeks. Veterans Day in 1 week. And then, of course, Thanksgiving a little later this year, the 28th of November. That is the last possible day that Thanksgiving can fall, the fourth Thursday of the month. But the 28th is the latest that it has ever been and ever is. So it is the latest this year. Gives you a little more time to search for the perfect turkey, I guess. Here is Ricky Van Shelton.
I got the radio blasting. I got the windows rolled down. And I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town. And I can feel the wind blowing. Hear the big engines whine. When I'm cruising these back roads, all my troubles are behind.
Country again. in the back of the closet. It didn't feel like me no more. But I dug him out and slept him on. Living on my feet since then. Man, it feels good to be country again.
Thomas Rhett on WRCO Country and Community. Tech Help Tuesday will be held Tuesday at the Brewer Public Library from 9 until noon. Get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. There is no charge for this service. The Brewer Public Library officially celebrated its 55th anniversary over the weekend as well. That's pretty special, but pretty scary when I think about, I remember seeing that in the local paper when the library was first dedicated. Wow, seems like only just a couple of years ago.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
From November 6th through November 12th, Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are offering 36 months of equal payments with no interest on qualified purchases when you use your Synchrony Home Card. For this limited time, make your purchase with affordable monthly installments over 3 years with no interest if paid in full within 36 months. Please note, a 2% promotional charge will be applied by the credit card company. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine.
In Wisconsin, there are more than 70 pro-life pregnancy resource centers that offer various resources for prenatal support. If you are planning a pregnancy or are pregnant and looking for resources, a pregnancy help center may be able to assist. Pregnancy care reduces the risk of adverse health effects for the woman and fetus. Resources such as prenatal counseling, testing, labor and delivery classes, newborn care, and adoption resources are available. Most centers have an ultrasound that allows mom and baby to connect and shows the true development of the fetus. Choose life. Richland County Right to Life, LLC.
I'm Kristen Wall, Joan Baldwin's daughter. When we were expanding our family, I suffered recurrent miscarriages just like my mom did. Losing my pregnancies was devastating. We turned to fertility doctors for treatment, and I couldn't have done it without my mom's support. My mom, Joan Baldwin, knows firsthand how devastating pregnancy loss is, and that reproductive care is critical to keep women safe and healthy.
Joan Baldwin has always used her position to help Wisconsinites in need. She worked across party lines to increase access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Joan authored legislation to extend postpartum care to increase positive outcomes for both new mothers and babies. And she worked to help children in need of guardianship to have access to care provided by an individual they are comfortable with. Joan Baldwin makes state government work for the good of Wisconsin's most vulnerable. Please join me in voting for Joan Baldwin on November 5th.
Paid for by committee to elect Joan Baldwin.
6:21 the time. Good morning from WRCO Radio. It looks like to be an all right morning for the commute. We're getting over some of the foggy situations. Still a little bit of patchy stuff here and there, but not too bad this morning. Here is Shenandoah with friends Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan.
Southern Sunday's morning glow. Beneath the steeple, all the people have begun shaking hands with the man who grips the gospel gun. While in quiet prayer, the smell of dinner on the ground fills up the morning air. Ain't nothing sweeter around. I can almost hear my mama pray, oh Lord, forgive us when we doubt. Another sacred Sunday in the South, all right. A ragged rebel flag flies high above it all, popping in the wind like angry cannonball. Now the halls of history are cold and steel. They still smell the powder burn, and they probably always will.
And on the old town square, under the barbershop pole, they set me up in the chair when I was 4 years old.
I can almost hear my papa saying, won't you hold still, son? Stop squirming around.
Another Southern Sunday's coming down. I can almost hear the old folks say, you'll make it big one day, you'll leave this town. Some other lazy Sunday you'll be back around. And all the lights in the houses one by one go out.
Softly in the distance nothing stirs about.
And the night is filled with the sound of a whippoorwill. On a Sunday in the South, all right.
just another Sunday.
Just another Sunday, you say.
Just another Sunday.
Oh, another sacred Sunday, you say.
I can hear my mama calling. That evening sun is falling.
Sunday. I missed him, oh, sweet Sunday.
Ooh, oh, another sacred Sunday.
I can hear my mama calling in the south. All right.
Yeah, just another Sunday.
News, weather, and sports coming up in just a little bit. I wish I could change some of the scores from over the weekend, but that's the way it goes. Here's BJ Thomas.
Hello, darling, my, it's good to hear you. I'm at the railroad station in St. Paul. How are all the folks? I'd love to see her. But girl, I'd love to see you most of all. Well, I've been staring at the rain, and I've been thinking ever since the train left Montreal.
WRCO Country and Community on a Monday morning. Our news update is next.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. We've been led to believe that corporations are the job creators and that they drive the economy. We have been told that corporations won't expand and create jobs if they are not given large tax cuts as incentive. It's not true. The economy is not driven by the supply of goods. It is driven by our demand for goods. A living wage, affordable child care, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut corporate taxes, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cut for corporations. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Hi, I'm State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I want to thank you for trusting me to be your voice in Madison for the last 6 years. I'm proud to be a leading advocate for rural Wisconsin and what we've been able to accomplish for our farmers, veterans, and middle-class families. But there's still more work to do, and that's why I'm asking for your vote. You can count on me to keep fighting for our region, our values, and our way of life. Thank you for your continued support.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
Score big on convenience at White Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is news time at 6:30, and it is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you, and also by BL Signs. The forecast for today calls for a high of 67, cloudy and warmer with scattered showers. Tonight, overcast and mild with periods of rain and a low of 55, 64 with a brief thunderstorm possible on Tuesday. Right now in Richland Center, we did have some light rain since midnight. We're at 56 degrees.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO News. This election could help determine short and long-term control of the Wisconsin legislature. UW La Crosse Associate Political Science Professor Anthony Shergosky says new legislative maps have opened the possibility for Democrats to flip seats in the legislature. However, Shergosky says if Republicans maintain control in the assembly, it could mean problems for Democrats in 2026. Even with new district maps, Republicans are certain to maintain a majority in the state Senate, where they currently hold a 22-10 edge over Democrats. The U.S. Department of Justice will be at Wisconsin locations on Election Day. The Justice Department announced Friday that it plans to monitor compliance with federal voting rights laws in 86 jurisdictions in 27 states. In Wisconsin, those are the cities of Milwaukee and Wausau and the Russ County towns of Lawrence and Thornapple. DOJ sued both towns over allegations of failing to provide voting machines accessible to people with disabilities. Thornapple is currently appealing a federal injunction requiring it to bring in an accessible voting machine for Tuesday's election. The mayor of Wausau unilaterally moved the city's ballot drop box after discovering it was not properly bolted to the ground. It was later returned for use, but the Wisconsin Department of Justice is investigating. Electioneering is not allowed near or inside polling places in Wisconsin. Elections Administrator Megan Wolf explained that wearing or making some sort of display that advocates for a candidate, a contest, a referenda, something that's on or related to what's on the ballot. Voters, observers, and poll workers should not be wearing or displaying anything that falls into that electioneering category inside the polling place. Voters or observers making partisan displays or wearing campaign garb may be asked to leave, although Wolf said elections inspectors have discretion in such cases. Polls open at 7 tomorrow, and anyone in line before 8 p.m. will be able to cast a ballot. You can also find your polling place at myvote.ww.gov. Authorities in Wisconsin say five people died in a vehicle crash Friday night. The Dane County Sheriff's Office reports that the vehicle crashed into a tree off a roadway just south of Verona. The Sheriff's Office says the vehicle caught fire and all five occupants were pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities have not released their names and ages. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. The Grand County Sheriff's Office was notified Saturday morning around 12:30 of a disturbance on Southwest Lane in the township of Platteville. It was reported that Gerald Moon, age 50, had possibly armed himself with a rifle and was standing on a rooftop. Prior to the arrival of responding officers, it was found that Moon had fled on foot from the residence. A short time later, Moon again presented at the residence and barricaded himself in the second-story loft of a nearby shed. Crisis negotiators from the Southwest Wisconsin Emergency Response Team attempted to get Moon to surrender. After an approximately four-hour standoff, OC spray was used to obtain compliance. Moon was ultimately taken into custody on a warrant for two outstanding charges for domestic violence that Moon failed to appear in court for. Additional charges for the incident are pending. No injuries were reported during this incident. Veterans Day is coming up soon, 1 week from today. While this day honors the sacrifices military members have made for our country, it also serves as a reminder of the ongoing struggles that current service members are facing. In Wisconsin, over 37% of service members find it difficult to cover expenses. According to recent Household Plus survey data, members of the armed services are experiencing financial strain at higher rates than the general U.S. population. Over 40% of service members report difficulty covering their usual household expenses, compared to 36.6% of all U.S. adults. While over 71% of U.S. adults stress about recent price increases, nearly 80% of military personnel share similar feelings.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
The forecast for today calls for a high of 67 after some patchy fog earlier. A dense fog advisory was allowed to expire at 6 this morning for parts of our listening area. Cloudy and warmer with scattered showers today. Tonight overcast and mild with periods of rain, a low of 55. Tomorrow cloudy and scattered showers. A brief thunderstorm is also possible, a high of 64. Tuesday night showers ending early, then decreasing clouds and cooler later, a low of 38. By Wednesday, cloudy and 54. 56 Thursday and Friday, 57. Looks like it's going to be a pretty nice week here in Southwest Wisconsin. Currently, our temperature is 57 degrees. Northeast winds around 3 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.72. Yesterday's high was 56. We did pick up some significant rain. It started late Saturday night. We had 2 inches and 6/100ths all total from that early morning start on Sunday. Until this morning, we've had just a little bit since midnight. Right now, the air is calm, the barometer is steady, and we're at 56 degrees, up 1 from the overnight low.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this, elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Sports Time today is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. We'll look back at over the weekend and local high school sports. Details on a Packers loss a Badgers loss as well. Good news for the Brewers, and they have a couple of Gold Glove Award winners. Details coming up.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Over the weekend in WIAA Tournament Volleyball, and a match played right here in Richland Center on Saturday night, La Crosse Aquinas advanced to state with a 3-2 win over Laconia. Also headed to state, Mineral Point, representing the SWAL, they swept Fall River Saturday night. Columbus Catholic, end of the year for Royal, which the night before had ended the year for Ithaca. Columbus Catholic wins in 3. Sheboygan Christian over Barneveld, advancing to state in D5 as well from the sectional finals. Girls state volleyball gets underway on Thursday with Division I quarterfinals. That gets underway on Thursday evening at 5. And that will be held at the Resch Center in Green Bay. High school football is into its level 3 games after over the weekend action. Johnson Creek end of the year for Ithaca. They will play at Kenosha St. Joseph on Friday night, and River Ridge will be at Potosi Cassville in D7. Lancaster will host Belleville as well in Division 6, and Milwaukee Academy of Science will travel to Prairie du Chien on Friday night. The Highland Cardinals still alive in the eight-player tournament. They were winners on Friday night over North Crawford. They will be at Stanley Boyd to take on Owen Withy coming up this weekend in the semifinal for the eight-player games headed towards state. A pick six by Detroit defensive back Kirby Joseph just before halftime put the Packers in a hole they couldn't get out of Sunday afternoon. The Lions held on for a 24-14 win, taking control of the NFC North. Green Bay outgained the visitors 411 yards to 261, but never threatened after that. Josh Jacobs carried 13 times for 95 yards.
Yeah, man, a lot of self-inflicted wounds, a lot of momentum killers, a lot of drive killers, and that's just on us, man. I feel like, you know, we've been getting away with a lot of it because we've been kind of masking it with the wins. But when you play a good team, man, you know, all the little things catch up to you.
Josh Jacobs, his comments after yesterday's Packer loss. Elsewhere in the league, it was Atlanta 27-21 over Dallas, Baltimore 41, Denver 10, Buffalo 30, Miami 27, Carolina over New Orleans 23-22. It was Cincinnati 41, Las Vegas 24. The Chargers got the win against Cleveland 27-10. Tennessee over New England 20-17 in overtime. Washington beat the Giants 27-22. Arizona over the Bears 29-9, Philadelphia 28, Jacksonville 23. In overtime, the Rams top Seattle 26-20, and the Vikings last night were winners over Indianapolis 21-13. Wisconsin dropped a one-sided game at Iowa Saturday 42-10. Coach Luke Fickell was lost for words afterwards.
Well, there's not a whole lot that words can say to explain, you know, how I feel. Just the same kind of thing he said in the locker room. It's really, really tough to put it to words right now. We're going to have to pick ourselves up. We're going to have to move forward, and we're going to have to find a way to make sure we're better. You know, November is for a time when you got to find out what you're made of, and that's not a good showing for what it is that we're made of.
The state's top two men's college basketball programs open the regular season tonight. Guard Cam Jones leads Marquette, and it hosts Stony Brook at the Fiserv Forum. The Golden Eagles are coming off a 27-10 season that ended in the Sweet 16. Holy Cross visits the Wisconsin Badgers at the Kohl Center in the other matchup. The Badgers have a lot of new faces as they start the season with 5 straight games at the Kohl Center. Hear the game tonight on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. They will take the air at 6 o'clock this evening. The names of two Brewers are included on the list of 2024 Gold Glove Award winners for the National League. Second baseman Bryce Terang led all of Major League Baseball in defensive runs saved. Right fielder Sal Frelick used his speed and strong arm to lead the field and win his first Gold Glove. This was also Terang's first honor for defense at the major league level. Sal Frelick spoke about the award.
It's definitely cool. It's an honor. A little surreal still. And obviously, I think even cooler to do it, you know, with Bryce. Just watching him put in the work he did, obviously so deserving, but been playing with him for the past few years, and to play with him in the minors and then now teammates with him, it's kind of cool to see him develop and develop right next to him.
And the Brewers declined closer Devin Williams' $10.5 million club option for 2025. The two-time NL Reliever of the Year remains with the team while being arbitration eligible for one more season. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
100.9 WRCO. There's an Elvis movie on the marquee sign. We've all seen at least three times. Everybody's broke, Bobby's got a buck. $100 worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's your hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. At least he's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday. Edge of town. Lucy, you know the world must be flat, 'cause when people leave town they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign, put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. Yeah. I'll let the moon shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town.
Martina McBride, living on life number 9. Good Monday morning. We hope it was a good weekend for you. It was a tough weekend for Wisconsin sports. I think the Badger loss was worse than the Packers because they got their tails handed to them in Iowa. But the Packers didn't offer a lot either. And, you know, defensive mistakes. Lost to a good team. Sometimes you got to look at that and say, can't take anything away from, you know, the Lions. But, and that's the way, I think the Lions' last two games, they have won big, but the other team has outgained them and outperformed them in the stat department. But Detroit still won the game, in the Packers' case, by 10 points. The Packers had a lot more yards, but that's the way it goes. When you give them gifts, you can't do that against the good teams, and that happened yesterday. So that was a little frustrating. But June's Bears lost, too, so nobody could have the bragging rights and strut around the house in Sextonville yesterday. For some television viewers, well, forget the 65-inch TVs that were considered bigger than average just a few years ago. In time for the holidays, manufacturers and retailers are rolling out more XXX and XX screens measuring more than 8 feet across. That's wider than a standard 3-seat sofa or a king-size bed. The supersized TVs only accounted for 1.7% of overall TV revenues in the U.S. during the first 9 months, but it could change with some special deals coming up for the holiday. Then the Hallmark Channel would really be larger than life.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food. Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans. I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
I'm George Gale. I'm a longtime community organizer and lifelong Midwesterner. In this season of To See Each Other, we're heading to one of my favorite places, Wisconsin, to get to know a group of small town folks fighting for community and dignity for the elderly and a better future for us all. Join me in Merrill, population 9,000, where a beloved public nursing home is unexpectedly up for sale.
I was in tears. I talked to the social worker. What am I going to do?
I don't want to live under the bridge in a pasteboard box.
It's a heart-pounding roller coaster of a fight in a swing state that could determine the election. This is To See Each Other, where we explore how people are fighting for the future of rural America and how writing it off hurts us all. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Hey folks, it's Ron Kind. I was proud to represent you in Congress for many years, so take it from me. That place needs a major shakeup. That's why I strongly support Rebecca Cook. Rebecca grew up on a dairy farm, and she led an organization that helped start dozens of small businesses in Wisconsin. Rebecca's like a lot of people here, not too far left or too far right.
You're right, Ron. I'm Rebecca Cook, a strong backer of law enforcement. I'll work with Republicans to secure our border and stop wasteful spending.
Unlike Derek Van Orden, he's arrogant, telling people he doesn't give an F who they are because he's a congressman. Van Orden's done nothing to secure the border, and he'd let insurance companies deny people with pre-existing conditions.
And that's why we need more working-class people in Congress.
Van Orden thinks he's better than us. Rebecca Cook is one of us.
I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Coming up, our update at 7 o'clock this morning and more regular features. We'll see if Hank Bray is successful in making us laugh with his jokes on a Monday morning. That's a huge task, but we'll see. We need a little humor today, that's for sure. This is Chase Matthew.
Why does he call you darling? Why does he call you daily? Why you try to act like I'm just out here being crazy? How's he know your mama? Does he drive your Mercedes? You can say whatever, baby, what you wanna call it. But why's he call you darling? Yeah. And if he's just a friend, then tell me why's he always calling? But why's he? You can't play me like a fiddle, girl. See, that's where you went wrong. There's been rumors around this town, and now I know what's going on. You and him, you say you're friends, but we both know damn well. When I ain't around, you're going down, but you ain't by yourself. Oh boy, in a ridgeline, and I drive a Chevy. He ain't got no straight pipe, so baby, can you tell me? Why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? Why you try to act like I'm just out here being crazy? How's he know your mama? Does he drive your Mercedes? You can say whatever, baby. What you wanna call it, but why's he call you darling? And if he's just a friend, then tell me why's he always calling? Why's he calling? You've been beating around the bush so much, you're knocking off the leaves. I got my own thoughts on what's going on when I ain't attending. See what he say when the door closed. You can't see if it don't show. You say I'm overthinking, just cause I wanna know. Why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? Why you try to act like I'm just out here being crazy? How's he know your mama? Does he drive your Mercedes? You can say whatever, baby, what you wanna call it. But why's he call you darling? And if he's just a friend, then tell me why's he always calling? That boy in the Ridgeline, and I drive a Chevy. He ain't got no straight pipe, so baby, can you tell me? That boy in a Ridgeline, and I drive a Chevy. He ain't got no straight pipe, so baby, can you tell me? Why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? Why you try to act like I'm just out here being crazy? How's he know your mama? Does he drive your Mercedes? You can say whatever, baby, what you wanna call it. But why's he call you darling? Yeah. That boy in a Ridgeline, I drive a Chevy. But why's he call you darling? Yeah. And if he's just a friend, then tell me why's he always calling? Call you darling.
We're headed toward a high of 67 later today. Right now at WRCO-FM in Richland Center, it is 57 degrees. A news update at 7 is sponsored.